Playwright and Chicago Bears fan Andrew Hinderacher wants theater to be as thrilling as a football game. He's so fascinated with the influence of football on society, he wrote a play about it called Colossal. It opens this week at a theater in Minneapolis and later in cities nationwide. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on the show's lively movements and language.
Colossal is not an easy play to execute. The show is very physical. The actors need to literally suit up and play. There's dancing at a halftime show. And despite all of this vigorous movement, the main character, Mike, is in a wheelchair.
You have an incomplete spinal injury. There's a chance you can stand.
Andrew Hinderacher takes this massively popular American pastime and looks at it from different angles. How football shapes ideas of what it means to be a man, and its punishing physical demands. But Hinderacher says, make no mistake, he loves football.
Yeah, I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, so I, from the age of 4 or 5, was going with my dad to University of Wisconsin football games at Camp Randall. And I'm also really troubled by a lot of what football lifts up from a standpoint of violence, but also from paradigms of masculinity and sexuality. And it's a sport that I find absolutely thrilling and exciting and really troubling.
Starting with the language, lots of cursing, but also, Hinderacher says, a language that is hyper straight. Even though, as Colossal points out, football players do wear tights and lock bodies for a living. In the play, before he was injured, Mike was a star and co-captain of the University of Texas football team. He's also gay. He and his co-captain fell in love, but one of them wanted to keep it a secret.
They're saying I'm going 5th round at best. Who the f*** is going to draft me? They find
Look,
out.
Don't worry about that. Changing
ain't changed.
Colossal does seem ripped from the headlines, even though Hinderacher says he started writing it before Michael Sam became the first active NFL player to be openly gay, before Ray Rice was suspended from the NFL for domestic violence, and before the NFL agreed to settle concussion-related suits by several thousand former football players. Most of the actors in the only production didn't have much experience playing football, so the theater brought in Brig Owens to talk to them. He played for Washington in the 1960s and 70s. He says the actors had all kinds of questions.
They asked me about the speed of the game. Did all the players really get along? And the pressures of winning, the pressure of playing with pain.
Brig Owens says when he saw the play, it stirred up some old memories. One of his teammates and close friends, Washington tight end Jerry Smith, was a closeted gay man who died of AIDS in 1986. The play also reminded him of defensive back Yazoo Smith, who was a top draft choice for Washington in 1968.
And I knew him very well, and I remember him being hit, and he said, Brig, I can't move my legs. So seeing this guy sort of resonated back to that time.
I can't feel my legs.
It's okay.
Throughout the play, Mike watches instant replays of the catastrophic hit that left him partially paralyzed. To help the actors perform the replays, playwright Andrew Hinderacher researched what happens when football players collide.
One of the videos talked about it being the equivalent force of a 35-mile-per-hour car crash. And that, of course, happens again and again and again and again throughout the course of a game. So it's an extraordinarily brutal, violent game and of course, a theatrical and a thrilling one. And we've tried to really capture both the beauty and the brutality of the sport in the show.
Colossal also looks at the beauty and brutality of Mike's relationships with his team, with his family, and with the past. In the play, Mike's father runs a dance company. He's horrified when his son decides to play football. As Mike puts it,
only son in the history of the United States to disappoint his dad by choosing football over dance.
Actor Michael Patrick Thornton, who uses a wheelchair in real life, says he typically doesn't like plays about people with disabilities.
It's brought up in a kind of what I call what happened to Timmy story, right? Where it's this kind of like inspiring story of overcoming adversity and whatnot.
But Thornton says that is not what Andrew Hinderacher has done with Colossal.
I think he's treated the subject of disability masterfully because everyone in the play is disabled. And much of it goes back to, I think, what he is concerned often with as a writer, which is, what is it to be a man and how do we talk to each other?
This theater piece about football has a lot to say about life. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.